Okay, we're up to Kuf Chafalef on the days, the first two dots. Omer of Meir, Maisa Be'echot Shinofel Bor HaGadol. Meir said a person fell into a big bor where there was Mayim Sheyesh Lahemsof, and he survived for 3 days underwater. So the Maisa, you see that people can survive underwater, so you can't be sure that they died if you don't see them come up in a even a Mayim Sheyesh Lahemsof. Tanya Omru Lo Rabbi Meir, a Maskira Maisa Nisim. Over there, it was an unusual, it was a miracle the guy survived. So you can't bring a riot from there that people under normal circumstances could survive. So normally, a person dies, if you didn't see him come up, and you can see all the banks, and he's underwater for an amount of time that people can't usually survive, you can assume he's dead. My Maisa Nisim, why was it Nisim that he survived underwater for 3 days? The Gemara says he found the Gemara said before that you could find an air pocket or whatever. Why is it a nace? Elay medlo achav lo ishtei, because aside from the fact that he was underwater, he could have had an air pocket. He didn't eat and drink for 3 days. Nothing to eat there. Right, you can find an air pocket. You can't find a food pocket. So v'hakshi v'tsumu alai v'al tochlu v'al tishtu. Right, shloshes yom. Person can survive 3 days without food. The Haraya, in the time of Esther, they fasted 3 consecutive days, 72 hours. Some hold that's not the case, that a person can't survive 3 days without eating mamash. It says even 2 days, keep Yom Kippur, 2 days, sakon. Right? What it means by Esther is they fasted 3 days, but not 3 days in a row. They fasted Monday, Thursday, Monday. Right, 3 days, but not 3 consecutive days. But then from the Gemara's mashma, that the Gemara held that it was 3 days mamish, and a person can live without food for 3 days straight. Elad lonai, must be the nace was that he went 3 days without sleep, and that's not shayach. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, shvua shlo ishon shloshi yomim. Person made a shvua that he won't sleep for 3 days. So Malkin also, you give Malkus right away, the Yishan, let him go to sleep. Because the nether is not possible. Right? It's impossible for a person to not sleep for 3 days. If he doesn't sleep for 3 days, he'll die. So therefore, a person can't survive without sleep for 3 days. Right? His body will break down on him. So therefore, what's it called? We give Malkus for being over the Isser of Yeshua Shav. There's an impossible shvua, and we tell him to go to sleep. It's not chal. Reb Meir, so the chora, either the guy might survive 3 days in the water, it must have been a nace. You can't bring a raya from there that people can survive because you don't bring raya from Nisan. This was an unusual situation. But normally people die within 3 days, even if there's an air pocket. Rabbi Meir, my timer. Why did Rabbi Meir say you could bring a raya from here? Why did he consider it an ace? I'm Rav Kahana, Kifin Agavi, Kifin Havi. In that big tunnel that he was in, there were like rock formations where he could fall asleep, right, and have an air pocket, and the food wasn't a problem, and he could survive. He could have slept even in that water tunnel. Rabbanon, the Shisha have it. The Rabbanon say no. In a Chanami, there may have been, cliffs and formations inside the thing, but it's slippery, and there's no way you can sleep on a slippery thing, and you can't sleep standing up, and therefore it was a nace if he survived for 3 days. Rab Meir, EF should lo misrach v'nayim porsa. No, it's not. It's shayach that at some point he could have, slumbered a little bit on one of these protrusions, and it wasn't a nace that he survived, and therefore you can bring a raya from here that people can survive for 3 days even in a water tunnel and not be a miracle, and therefore you can't be mater his wife even if you saw the guy's missing for 3 days, because there's possibilities that he could have survived. Tanra Avasi Rashi Maisa Nisim Afilu Eino Meis Machmas Hamayim. Even if he wouldn't die because of the water, there was an air pocket, but it was a miracle that he survived for lack of food The Gemara says that's not really a miracle. And lack of sleep. Kifin agabi kifin. Kifin can mean binyonim v'ulamos. V'nishan alei v'yoshin. It was like buildings. There was rock formations that looked like buildings in this gigantic water tunnel. Tishisha havi v'chalokim. They were made out of marble, meaning they were very slippery. So he couldn't lie down on them. So he would have to stand up. You can't sleep standing up. Masrich mischazek v'nigbek aleihem ma'at. The mayor says, no, it's possible that you could hold on a little bit and sleep a little bit, and then it's not life-threatening if you sleep a little bit within the 3 days. Okay. Ton Rabbanan. Maisa the Beatles of Nechunya Chofer Sichim. It was a Maisa where the daughter of Nechunya Chofer Sichim, he used to dig boros to provide water for Ole Regalim. They needed extra water supply for people when the people came from Chutz Laretz or came from other parts of Eretz Israel to Shalayim. So he was the one who dug these water supplies for people. So his daughter Nofa Labor Hagodl, she fell into one of these cisterns, one of the ones that he dug. Ubo Vodil Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So they told Rabbi Chanina Mendoza that, you know, daven for her because she's in grave danger. Shori Shalom Amr Lahem Shalom. The first hour he said everything's okay because you could survive that hour in a big water reservoir. Shnia Amr Lahem Shalom. Second hour he told them, also okay. Shlishis, by the third hour, Amr Lahem also. Right? She already got out. Why? Because if she didn't get out for the 3 hours, then she was sure was dead, so he was sure that she got out of the cistern. She didn't get out, it could be that she would have drowned. Amr Lah, and it doesn't mean hours, it means first time they came to him and he asked him to daven or whatever, he said, don't worry, it's okay. And second time he said okay, and he said by this time it was already enough time that if she had been there she would have drowned. He said she's body not there anymore. Omer la biti miha elucha. Right, so when she came out they asked her, how'd you get out of the cistern? Omer la zocher shal recholim nizdamenli the zokin manhigo. There was a male sheep that came by and an old man was leading it. Right, and he got me out of the cistern. And Rashi says the old man was Avraham Avinu, and the Rachel was the sheep of Yitzchak. It was a nice that she got out of there. Amrulo Noviato. So he said to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, "How'd you know? Right? How'd you know that she was out? That she got out?" Amrulohem lo Novi Anochi velo Ben Novi Anochi el Adiv Dover Shat Sadik Misasik bo Yikosha bo Zara. It can't be that if somebody, is Mazaka the Rabbin for something, that he should suffer through that thing itself. His daughter should die because she fell into a cistern that he dug. It's not Shaya. The Rabbanshah doesn't function like that. Omre Babe, Afopike, Mace Benobit Soma. Even so, his son died of thirst. Tosa says that he didn't dig that. It wasn't his work. He died of thirst. Even though he provided water for people, his son died of thirst. Right, it wasn't the same kind of midah that you have tainus on the Ravonishom. Here, the guy dug things for people, and his daughter dies in that bore. But the fact that guy provides water for people, and his own son dies from a lack of water, is not the same thing. It's not mamish that thing. But why? Shenemar usvivav nishara maot malami chagadish baruch medaktikim svivav kichuta saora. Right? That sometimes the Rabban Shalom is very exacting with tzaddikim, and this guy Taka was a tzaddik. His son had reason why he had to die, and normally when his daughter had a reason to die, she was saved because of his schus. But sometimes if it's not mamish, the schus that he did, so then his son was not saved in his schus, just the opposite. His son, the Rabban Shalom permitted him to die for whatever reason he had that he had to die, as an onish also to a Rabbi Chananya, because he was a tzaddik and a Kodesh Baruch was medaktik and tzaddik of Chutz Asora. Rabbi Chanina Omar Mehocher. Rabbi Chanina says, we learn from another pasuk, El Naratz Besod Kedoshim Rabba V'Nora Al Kol Svivav. He's awesome on those that are closest to him. And the Rabban Shem, sometimes a person's on a higher madrega and he's closer to the Rabban Shem, so the Rabban Shem is more exacting with him. Rashi. Chofer Sichim, La'ole Regalim. He used to dig reservoirs for the Ole Regalim. Umayim Iskansim, Bohem, they would fill up with water. While you show some hen, Bohem, and then the people who came, Ole Regal, would drink from them and give their animals to drink. Shalom, Shadayim Yechol Lichios, Bechem Bishnia. The amount of time they came, so he said, it's, everything is okay. She hasn't drowned, right? Don't worry about it. Even if she's still in the water. Avashlishi She'en Yechol Lichios, but by the third time, it was the amount of time that a person can't tread water. That if she still was in the cistern, she would have been dead. So he said, I'm sure she's out. Omer Lohan also, I'm sure she's out. She adua hayesh shalot tamusham. He knew, he was confident that she wouldn't die there. Tilakamon, dover shoy misasik bosa tzadik of the aloy kosher bozara. How can it be? Her father dug this cistern and she should die in it? His own daughter should die in what he did, which is a schus to the rabbi. So zocher shal recholim, ze elo shal Yitzchak. This was the Isle of Yitzchak. In other words, the schus of the Akedah saved her. Zokin Echadman, he goes Avram. Naviato, Lady Shalom Thomas, how do you know that she wouldn't die? Misasik bo betorach hasiyoso. I can't believe that the Rabban Shem would let somebody suffer from something that, mamish, the same thing that he did, the exact thing that he did, Zakos Haravim, can't be the thing that he's going to suffer from. Afo pekin meis beno, shorab nechunya betzomba. Sometimes the Rabban Shem is very exacting with tzaddikim. So if it does, it's not so severe, the idea that the Rabban Shem is not going to let somebody suffer in something that mamish he did, then the other thing kicks in, that sometimes the Rabban Shem is very strict with somebody and his chus is not going to save his son. His son's going to have to die for his reason. But now, because of the father, now he's not going to be saved, but because in order to teach the father a lesson, he's going to die. Okay. Mishnah. Afilu Shoma. What?
He said that she got up from the board.
Right.
It was 50-50. You see, the son could die.
No, but that's what Tosha says. Tosha says, but the son didn't die from the thing that he dug. He died in the same thing that he provided water. That's not such a stira to the that the Russian wouldn't be do such a thing. Afilu shoma min hanashim omros meis ish ploni dayo. Even if you heard, it's aid me pi aid. Right, the person who came to Beis Din is not the person who knew the person's dead, but he heard women talking about this guy who died. So he came to Beis Din and said, I heard a bunch of women talking about this guy who died. And they didn't come to Beis Din. They dispersed. He couldn't find those women again. He was passing by. He heard some women talking. He comes to Beis Din and tells us, I heard these women talking that this guy's dead. His wife can get married. Normally, aid me pi aid is no good. But by just like an aid echad is okay, and psule aid this is okay, aid me pi aid is also okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu shoma min atinokos omrim. Omrim hare ono holchim lispo velikvoras ish ploni bein shu miskaven bein. Okay, so even if they heard it from children, that they say, hey, we're going to bury so and so, we're going to somebody else's funeral, and he heard children saying it, he also comes to me mayed that he knows the guy's dead because they went to his funeral. Now the next piece, bein shu miskaven bein shu eno miskaven, right, is what's it called, shiloh, whether this goes back on children or not. Okay, some say that children, even if a child is meyid, you can believe him. Just like you can believe a woman, you can believe psulei edus, you can believe children too. Others hold, other rishonim and achronim hold, no. That children you can never believe. Right? It's just that if they're talking about something and relating a story, then you can believe the story they're saying. But the edus, you can't believe them if they're coming and telling you edus. So it's only if you can ascertain Meshiach Lefi Tumah, they're talking about a story, that you can believe the story, but not if they come to be Mechavan to be Eidim. And others will know, you can believe children too, just like you can believe Opsulei Eidim, you can believe children also, even if they're Meir. They Meskavan, they Sheino Meskavan. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, B'Yisrael achal pishu miskavim, by a Jew, even if he's intending to be meyer. We'll see in a second, there's three levels. You believe him. But if a goy comes and he's mechavin to be meyer, you can't believe him. But if he's stam meshiach lefitumo, he's stam telling us, then you could believe him. Now the Gemara is going to explain there's three levels of miskavim. One is the guy has no intention bichlal of giving edus or of being matter this woman to get married. He's just telling us the story that this and this happened, and in the story, so and so, what's it called, died. So you can ascertain from what he said that the guy's dead, and you could be matter his wife. That's one possibility. Second possibility is the guy doesn't know that he has a wife, or he doesn't not coming to tell me the wife is mutter. He's just coming to tell us a fact that the guy's dead. In other words, he's intending to testify, but his intention is not to be matter the wife. He's not thinking about that. He just wants to let us know the guy is dead. But he's mechavin to let us know. He's not just Tom telling the story, and from that we infer that the guy's dead. He's telling us, coming, telling us the guy's dead. Third possibility is he comes and says that he knows that this woman, what's it called, can't get married if her husband is alive, and I'm telling you he's dead. So he intends to be matter the woman. That's the third level. We're going to discuss which of those levels a Jew is believed and which of those levels a goy is believed. No, goyish adult. Well, that doesn't make it really a difference. That doesn't make a difference. Afilu shomer min hanoshim shelo hayu miskavnos lahayim. They had no intention bichlal of giving any edus. Umesichos lefituma. They some were talking, and he understood from their talk that this guy was dead. It's enough that he can go to Beis Din and say, I overheard this and this conversation. According to that, the guy's dead, and they'll be matter the wife. Doesn't make a difference by a Jew if he's mechavin le'edus or not, and by a goy if he's mechavin le'edus, he's not believed. The Dumelo Asli, the Gemara says, even if the kid said, we're going to so and so's funeral, right? Maybe Lamaisa in the end, there was no funeral. They made a mistake. Said we're going, right? Maybe they didn't go in the end. Maybe there was no funeral. Maybe it was a mistake. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, the Ka'amri Harenu Boyim Milispod Umlikvoris Ishtloni. What they said is we're coming back from the funeral. So you know there was a funeral. It's not that we're going to the funeral and maybe it never happened. But they're coming back from the Hesped and from the funeral of so and so. Mer says the Dilma Kamtsubi Alma Shochivle. Maybe kids like to play games of make-believe. Maybe they had a grasshopper that they had as a pet, and they called him so-and-so, right? Right? They didn't like the guy, and they named their grasshopper for him. And the grasshopper died. And they went and made a whole levaya for their grasshopper and buried it. And the person heard the kid saying, we just came back from the funeral of, you know, Mr. So-and-so, who they named their grasshopper for. And the attacker went to the funeral, but it wasn't a real funeral. It was a make-believe funeral for their grasshopper, not for so-and-so. And he's still alive somewhere, and his wife can't get married. But you think now that Mr. So-and-so died. Where it says, the Ka'amri came, the came. Rabbanim havehasam. They're reporting. They're talking about. Oh, you saw what's it called? Who was there? That much make believe. Kids don't have an imagination like that, right? Well, this gadol was there, and that one was there, and this one said a hesped, and they started quoting the hesped or whatever. That much. Too many details. Kids don't have. Kain v'kain sabdani havehasam. These were the people who were the sabdanim. Details like that. That kids. It's hard for kids to make up. So therefore, it probably happened. What? There's no verification. It's all, what's it called? The guy's no longer around. These people are no longer around. And this guy came from on the way, and there's no way of checking up. There's nobody around left that remembers this. Right. Rashi, Kamtsa Bialma, Chagav on the Mala, right? Maybe it was a grasshopper or an ant that the kids killed. And they named their grasshopper or their ant for so and so and killed them because they didn't like the guy, right? Not their hands, right? Okay, let's go on. Uva obe kochovim imhoi meskavi. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Lo shonu elishin skavin lahatir. The only time a goy is not believed if he came on the third level. And he told us, I'm telling you that this guy is dead so his wife can get married. Then we're afraid that he's lying. Because right? he knows what they're going to do according to his edus. They do so edus. But if he just came to tell us the fact, but he's not thinking about the wife being mutter or not, so then we assume that he's also telling the truth. Hechi adinan, right? How do we know what his intention is? Maybe he's coming to Beis Din to tell us that the wife can get married. How do we know what his intention of why he's giving this edus? If it's not edus at all, it's just Mesiach Levi Tumo, so we know he doesn't intend to do anything. He's just telling us a story. But if he's coming to give edus, how do we know his intention isn't to be mata the woman? Omer Rav Yosef, Bola Beis Din v'Omer Ish Ploni Mei Seisius Ishto Zehu Nisgavin Lahatir. If the guy comes to Beis Din and he says so and so died, let his wife get married, then we know that he knows too much, and maybe he's lying. Right, may stam, but if he just comes to Beis Din and he says, I want you to know so-and-so died, and he doesn't mention anything about the wife, then that's called mayid stam. Then, zeh niskaven le'edus. Itmar nomi, omre shlokish, lo shonu elish niskaven lahatir. Av niskaven lahoye, they do so edus. Rishlokish said the same thing, that if he had kavana just to give edus, but he didn't have in mind that his edus was going to be mata the wife, then it's okay. But if we know that his intention was to be mata the wife, we don't believe a goy. Omer le Rabbi Yochanan, lo kacha yamaisa ba'oshia b'rebi shehitiram im shmonim v'chamisha zekenim. Right, it was a maisa with Oshia. What happened over here? Second. See Rashi first here. V'niskaven l'hoyed v'lo v'hatiris ishto eduso edus v'tinos ishto ha'eichim ishkachas l'adlo niskaven l'hoyed v'lo v'hatir. Okay, so now they want to say like this. The Maisa over here with Oshia, that they were mater, what's it called, with 85 others in Canaan, they were mater this guy's wife. Omer lohem lo shonu elish niskaven l'hatir v'niskaven l'hoyed they do so edus. The lo holdu lo chachomim. One second, what happened over here? Right, same maisa. This maisa with this Oshia, that goyim came and they gave edus and Beis Din that the guy died, but they didn't say anything about the wife, right? And the maisa didn't believe him. They didn't believe him. Right, the halacha was right. Im shmonim v'chamishas kenim. Omer lohem lo shonu elish neskaven lahatir. Right, that's what they said, that since the guy was only mechaven to be mei of the goy, we can be mater of the wife, and lo hodu lo chachomim, the chachomim didn't agree to that. Right, so therefore what's it called, you see that it's not like Rish Lakish said, even if they're mechaven just to be meid, they're not believed. Ela mashnis and diktoni v'ovik ochodim hay mechaven ein yoduso edus heichi mashkachesla. Right, so the Mishnah says though that if he's not mechaven, you could believe him. So what's the Mishnah talking about? If he's not believed whether he's mechaven to be made or mechaven to be matir, then where does the Mishnah say that he is believed? That's what it says, Mesiach Lefi Tumo, right? Where he's not coming to Beis Din at all to tell us Eidus. He's just telling a story that was overheard, and based on the story we say that he's probably telling the truth. Right, but if he comes with Davka, then maybe he's trying to what's it called, to Davka, you know, get Beis Din to be mata this woman, Shalokadin. Kiyahu, the Havi Ko'omer, Ozil, the Ozil, Man Ika Bechivoy, Man Ika Bechivoy, like a goy came, and he was announcing, who's from the household of Chivoy? Shochiv Chivoy, right? And he said, Nebuch, what's it called? Chivoy died. Whoever's from the family of Chivoy, I have a bad news for you. Chivoy died. So he didn't come to be made, he just came to give him bad news. He just was telling the story. The inch of Rav Yosef Levisu, and Rav Yosef, permitted his wife to get married based on this Mashiach Lefituma. Rashi. Chivoy Shemo Ish. Chivoy was the name of a person. Man Ika Be Chivoy. Mi Me Anche Beso Shobes Chivoy. She Yishma Devorah Yeshachim Chivoy. Who is around from the household of Chivoy? Because I have bad news for you that Chivoy died. Okay. Just finish the next Maisa. Hahuda Havi Ko Amar Va'azul Vaile Leparsha Zriza. The Havi Pumpadisa Yeshachat. Right? The soldier, Rashi says, Gibor Chayil, a Jew, who, Parsha Zriza, was a soldier, and was in Pumpadisa, and he died. This is guy reported that the guy died. The Insav of Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef permitted his wife to get married based on this story. The Isema Rav, and some say it was Rava who was martyred, with Visu.